It's that time of year again for tinsel and snow, for drinking of eggnog and trees all aglow, for family and friends to gather so near, for the exchanging of presents and holiday cheer. And on a cold evening, crisp with holiday air, we find Al, Mike, and Freddie. Oh, and Harry is here. Four men in a boat, all dressed to the nines, like pirates, old scallywags, these looters, these swines. They gather together for presents and mirth, for joy and celebration of peace here on earth. But be ye warned when displaying such pleasure. Salty old pirates always be looking for treasure.
And so I say to the guy, that's Captain Hook to you.
That's good stuff.
Oh, man. Guys, this is the life. Sailing the high seas at the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction on a private holiday cruise with my best Disney buds. Oh, and Freddie, I have to say, I have not heard anyone scream at such a whistled pitch and at such a duration on the two drops into this attraction. That was impressive. I got to ask, man, how are you feeling?
I think I officially blew out my voice, honestly. You know, guys, I'm so glad they allowed us to do this today. It's not every day you get to hold your annual Christmas party on a boat on Pirates of the Caribbean like this. And Harry, the whole idea of us dressing up as holiday-themed pirates puts me in an even more festive mood.
Thanks, Freddy. I love your red and green striped pirate pants.
Well, I'm just disappointed that Annie couldn't make it.
Ah, me too, Mike.
Why couldn't she make it again?
Well, something about being booked to narrate a Christmas adventure about four people who learn the true meaning of Christmas or some nonsense like that. But what really matters is that she's missing out on the true meaning of this party. Peppermint-infused churros! Oh, and Secret Santas!
Truly the most wonderful time of the year. The time where I get more presents. Does everybody have their gifts?
I'll go first. Al, I drew your name this year, and I think I got you exactly what you've been asking for.
Oh, I can't even wait to see what it is, Mike. Oh, a Tiki Room Aloha shirt? Mike, you old dog. You know how to make a salty old pirate's Christmas dream come true.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it, my friend.
Okay, who's next?
Ooh, me. Freddy, I drew your name and had one heck of a time finding your gift, but I think you're really gonna like it.
Holy smokes, this thing is huge. The anticipation is killing me. Okay. Harry, you didn't.
I did.
Oh my goodness, this is a multi-plane camera reproduction, just like the one used in early Disney animated films.
Actually, Freddy, that isn't a reproduction. That is the real deal. They used it on Snow White.
I thought we said it was a $25 limit.
Yeah.
Well, for my Disney bud, I spare no expense.
Wow. Thanks, Harry. You're a real pal. You know, I know just exactly where I'm going to display this at my house.
Oh, good luck, Freddy. Hey, so who's next?
Well, I guess I'll go, though it kind of stinks following that one up. Mike, I got your name this year. Here you
hey.
Go.
Oh, Al. Oh, my gosh, this is going to be amazing. It's a Disney holiday 2011 mug. I love it!
No, it was the only thing I could find in the budget. That was $25, by the way.
Guys, I don't mean to put a damper on the holiday cheer, but does anybody recognize where we are?
What are you talking about, Freddy? We're on a private Pirates of the Caribbean cruise, exchanging some truly epic Disney-themed Christmas gifts.
But that's not what I mean, Harry. I mean, does anybody know where we are within the ride? I mean, none of this looks familiar in the least.
You know, Freddy, now that you mention it, I don't recognize this show scene. In fact, this doesn't look like a show scene at all.
You're right, Mike. It looks kind of like a dingy old alleyway.
The kind of place you definitely don't want to find yourself on a cold winter's night.
Harry, I'd say a course correction's in order right about now.
I think you're right, Al. I'll go ahead and turn us around.
Not so fast.
Whoa! Who are you?
Hey, They call me Frostfingers, they do. And me and me closest mates here be boarding your ship for a little holiday plunder.
Aye, indeed. We couldn't help taking notice that ye four scallywags was exchanging some mighty fine booty outside of that little mug there, of course.
It's the only thing in my price range.
No matter. We'll be taking these fine wares, as well as that box of sweetie treaties.
Not the gifts.
Not my mug.
Not my churros.
Enough of your belly aching. Tis the season for giving and thieving, and if you don't hand over the presents and goodies, you find yourself ran through with the searing end of me cutlass.
What do we do, guys?
We really have no other choice. Here you go, Frostfingers.
Ah, thar be a good little scabby sea bass.
Who you calling scabby? Now you'll be forgiving us if we don't stay around for the carols. But we have places to be and other boats to plunder.
Merry Christmas, you bilge rats!
You won't get away with this, even though you're really actually successfully getting away with this.
Well, if that doesn't put a damper on our Christmas cheer, I don't know what will. I spent $247,000 on that multiplane camera, took a second mortgage out on my house.
And I spent months tracking down your one-of-a-kind gift, Harry.
I'm curious, Freddy. What did you get me?
Oh, it's nothing. I got you the first known sketch of Mickey Mouse made by Walt back in 1928 during his fated train ride back from New York.
Again, I thought the limit was $25!
You guys, price doesn't matter. I mean, well, it kind of does. But that's beside the point. What really matters is that those scurvy pirates stole our Christmas, and I am not going to sit idly by and allow them to get away with it.
So what are you saying, Mike?
I'm saying we go after them and reclaim our Christmas.
But how? They're long gone by now. There's no way we're going to find them. The Caribbean is so huge.
Though the Caribbean may be huge, the pirating community is small and tight-knit. Those dopes may not have left us with much, but one of them left us with his name.
Frostfingers.
Bingo. Oh, I'm sure if we can find a local watering hole, someone is sure to know where we can find this guy and his salty crew of ne'er-do-wellers.
That's actually a great idea, Mike.
Oh, and look over there on the shore. It's the Jolly Harbor Tavern. I'm sure there's bound to be someone in there who knows where to find this guy, Frostfingers.
Why don't you guys go on ahead and I'll find a spot to tie off the boat.
Oh, great idea, Harry. I don't know about you guys, but I think I see a Christmas adventure on our horizon.
Ahoy to that. Now, let's get to that tavern.
Wow, guys, I thought a pirate tavern would be seedy, but I never thought I'd see such a wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Wrong franchise, Al.
Sorry.
Hey, he's right, though, guys.
Hey, keep your wits about you. You never know what could happen in a place like this.
I mean, where do we even start? There's so many pirates in here.
Well, the barkeep, that's where. He's bound to have the finger on the piratey pulse in this place.
Follow my lead.
Avast there, barkeep!
Ahoy, strangers. What shall we have this fine evening? A little something to cut the chill in the air, I imagine. Our signature cinnamon grog will be sure to fill your belly with cheer and warm you up proper.
We're actually not here for a drink, though that does sound delicious. No, it be information we be seeking.
Nice pirate ease, Mike.
Thanks, Freddy.
A noble pursuit the seeking of information be, but like all the things here at the Jolly Harbor Tavern, it'll come at a cost. One doubloon, one answer.
You drive a hard bargain, barkeep, but one we're willing to oblige.
Al, give me one of the gold buttons off your pirate shirt.
What?
Trust me.
Mike, this is a rental.
Do you want your tiki shirt back or not?
Oh, okay, here you go.
One gold doubloon, me fine friend. Now, what do you know about a man be named Frostfingers?
Frostfingers? I'm sorry, gents, but I don't know of anyone salty or knave goes by that moniker.
Nobody? Wait, you're telling me that the most prominent proprietor in this fine establishment has no knowledge of anyone by the name of Frostfingers?
I'm sorry, but I don't know of anyone by that name.
Well, then I'll just be taking my doubloon back.
I'm afraid that's not how it works here at the Jolly Harbor Tavern. I gave you your answer. It don't be mattering if you like the reply or not. Now, I have a tavern to run. Stop gumming up me bar top. Be off with you.
Great. Now I'm minus one blouse button and we still have no information.
Seems like we might be sunk, fellas.
That's there. Who be the trio of soggy bilge rats that be seeking out the company of that old picaroon Frostfingers?
Oh, wait, who said that?
I think it was that guy on the other end of the tavern over there.
Aye, it be me indeed. I may only have one eye, but I have two good ears and I be hearing everything ye three have been bellyaching over. I'll ask ye once more again before it comes to blades. Who is it be looking for Frostfingers?
It is I, or we, or it's us who be looking, and who might you be? A scoundrel of an eavesdropper, to be true.
I don't answer no questions to a group of grown men who be gallivanting in their mothers' aprons and robes, posing as if they be actual in-the-flesh pirates.
I knew we should have paid extra for the Hollywood-quality pirate costumes.
You guys, this is just like improv class. You gotta fake it till you make it and never say no.
Name the test of might, strength, fear, feat, or fortitude you require. We go through to prove our salt is actual in-the-flesh privateers. And since we are true to the code of pirate brethren, we will pass the test with flying colors, to be sure.
Well, that there be a mighty enticing proposition you've just presented my person. And since it's the season of mirth and drink, I propose a drinking contest.
A drinking contest it is!
Aye, aye. A true pirate can hold his drink with the best of them. If you're indeed made of real pirate steel, you'll be able to keep step with the level of drink I consume. If ye does indeed prove your salt, I'll tell you all I know about me former shipmate, Frostfingers.
Challenge accepted. What is your drink of choice? Rum, I assume?
Rum, says he. Rum. Ye scurvy knave. What is this, grammar school? No, I seek the hardest of drinks known to this here port or any within 3 days' sail. A drink so stiff it be used as a plank on many a seafaring vessel. A drink that maketh even the mightiest of krakens cry and seek solace and the comfort of their mother's loving embrace. Rum, he says. Nay, I be talking holiday eggnog.
Mike, do you know what you're getting yourself into?
Yeah, don't you have a dairy allergy?
It's an intolerance, Freddy. And hey, I've got this. If you guys want your gifts back, we have no other choice.
Well then, someone fetch me a clean glass.
Just look at him, Freddy. I've never seen Mike this bad.
Yeah, I've never seen someone sweat so much in my life. He's definitely not going to be getting the deposit back on that costume at this rate. Ew.
Pour me another, barkeep, and keep him coming.
How many has he had now?
This is going to be his second shot.
Looks like the little lad that sits before me in his grandfather's pajamas can't quite handle his drink as well as he'd previously broadcast.
Au contraire, my one-eyed friend. I still have plenty of drink left in me. Now, where's that bar stool? Whatever, I need another drink.
Oh, this isn't good. It's going to take a miracle to get this guy to think that we're actual real-life pirates.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late. They had an awesome sale going on for open-fire roasted chestnuts down the bazaar at the gym.
Arrgh, who be it that utters me name?
Jim Haddendale. Is that you?
Does me blessed eye deceive me? Sour gums, be that you?
Jim, you old dog. I thought old Davy Jones would have swallowed you up by now.
Well, it ain't for a lack of trying, I'll say that much.
Guys, this is my old sailing buddy, Jim Hattendale, from when I infiltrated Pirates of the Caribbean so many years ago for our two-part episode covering the attraction.
We've all met.
Wait, are you telling me ye knows this trio of buffoons?
Yeah, I do. In fact, these three buffoons are some of my best pals.
Well then, if ye three are well-seasoned and true in the eyes of old Sour Gums, then I see no reason not to trust ye as well.
Did I do it? Did I prove to him that we be pirates, Bean?
There, Mike. Everything's gonna be all right. Just lie down and chew on this cinnamon stick, pal.
No, don't mind if I...
Your mates here tell me that ye be looking for that wretched swab that go by the name of Frostfingers.
Aye, indeed. He plundered a few of our belongings, and we're aiming to get them back.
Anyone who steals from Sour Crumbs is but a lowly bilge rat in the eye of old Jim Hattendale. I be glad to tell ye all I knows of him. He's just gained passage as a bosun for a mysterious ship captain, goes by the name Snowbeard. He and his frigid crew only sail these waters this festive time of year. They plunder what they can, mostly gifts and such, then disappear without so much as a trace. Like the ghost of Christmas past they are, here one day, then gone like a vapor the next.
Where can we find Snowbeard and his gang, Jim?
Hard to tell. They have no home port or call, from my knowledge. Though some say they come from the north.
Like the North Pole?
No, like the north part of this island. Old Charles Lampwick said he was strolling around Mistletoe Reef up there looking for wreckage when he spotted a large ship covered in ice from bow to stern, moored inside a cave off Kringle Point.
Kringle, you say?
Aye.
Well, boys, I guess I know where we can find our gifts. Jim, it was really good seeing you again. We need to grab a pint of grogs here soon and wax poetic about the olden days of looting and pillaging.
It ain't the same without you, Sour Gums. And you'll know where to find me. Best of luck on your journey.
All right, guys. Looks like we finally have an idea as to where our presence might be waiting.
And it's all thanks to Sour Gums, or Harry.
Multiplane camera, here we come.
Churros, here we come.
And don't forget my mug!
Wow, Harry, I have to say, I'm really impressed by your sailing skills. You made it around that jagged reef back there like a champ.
Thanks, Al. I really picked up a lot while on assignment for our Pirates of the Caribbean episode many years ago. Now, if what Jim was saying is correct, the ship should be hiding right around this corner.
There's nothing there, guys.
I knew it. I knew that Jim Hattendale was a tricky scoundrel. Yeah, I swear he was drinking non-fat nog that whole time. Well, that's why he could down as much as he wanted and not be affected. You never trust a nog tamperer, everybody. That's what my family's motto has been for generations.
Wait, do you hear that? It sounds like someone is crying out for help.
Yeah, I kind of think I hear it also.
Sounds like it's coming from inside that cave. Let's check it out.
Hey, look over there. Is there a guy tied to that down ship mast?
Yeah. Well,
that's exactly what's going on. And it looks like the water's about to rise above his head. Quick, Harry, sail us over there.
Ahoy there. Quick, guys, hand me that cutlass, Mike. I'm going to cut through the rope.
He's free.
Help me hoist him up into the boat. Got him.
Grab his leg.
There you go, friend. There you go.
Thank me lucky stars. I thought I was done for.
Wait, who are you and what did you do to deserve an end such as that, my friend?
Me name be Eliezer Scrooge. I was the treasurer aboard the old Saint Nick.
Is that Snowbeard's vessel?
Aye, indeed.
Wait, you
You said you were the treasurer of the old St. Nick? Wait, what did you do to get kicked off the ship?
Oh, thievery. I was caught stealing from the treasury.
What did you steal?
One single solitary item. You see, we've been stealing gifts around Port Royal here during our winter plunder period for as long as I can remember, but never have I been even minorly tempted to plunder a portion of the booty for myself until today.
What was it that made you break the pirate code?
It was the beauty of that which I've never laid eyes on before. So golden brown, lightly dusted with cinnamon, and kissed by a hint of peppermint.
Troll.
That little temptress didn't leave my mind from the moment she passed my way last night. So, after everybody had gone to their quarters for a long winter's nap, I snuck down for a clandestine mating with my beloved. As I took the first crispy, crunchy bite of that sugary delight, I was caught by Snowbeard himself. Needless to say, the crew didn't take kindly to a thief in their midst.
Kind of ironic, don't you think?
So, they lashed me to the mainsail of the downed vessel in that there cave, a worthy end to it, even old soul such as myself. But alas, I was given a second chance, miraculously plucked from the cruel, soggy hand of Davy Jones, and put back on solid ground. And by you fine gents no less. Gone are my days of plundering and of seeking the earthly pleasures of this life. I'm a new man.
That's great, Scrooge. What are you going to do with this new lease on life?
Why, I'm going to open a small court from which I'll share my own signature twist on that delicious cinnamon-y mistress who got me in this fine mess in the first place.
That's a great idea, Eliezer.
I hate to put a damper on your personal transformation moment, Mr. Scrooge, but we're kind of in need of our gifts. Where might we find the old St. Nick?
Is the least I can do for the fine gentleman who gave me a chance to mend me cheating ways. Last I heard, the crew was setting sail to plunder the island of St. John. Many festive people there, you see.
St. John?
That's only a few minutes from here.
Might I be able to gain passage to St. John with you, by chance? I hear it's a great place for entrepreneurial spirits such as me own.
We'd be happy to take you to the island.
Much obliged, good sirs. I'm in your debt forever.
And you'll pay up in pounds of cinnamon, buddy.
Let's do this, fellas.
Ah, we're getting so close to those gifts, I can almost smell them.
Huzzah. All right, we're tied off. Welcome to St. John's Harbor, my friends.
Any sign of the old St. Nick here in the harbor?
It doesn't look like it.
It seems like a ship covered in ice and frost would be hard to hide in a harbor right here in the middle of the Caribbean.
One point I forgot to mention. The St. Nick be an enchanted vessel protected by a charm created by a powerful snow water maiden. Shrouded in a layer of mystical mist she is, visible only to those who the vessel claims as their own.
Of course it is.
And with that, I'll bid my farewell, friends. I thank you again for playing the part of saving angels, plucking me from the sweaty palms of peril. I now start my sojourn to find myself and secure a unique trade name with which to start my new enterprise.
Best of luck, Scrooge.
And to you lads as well.
I think he's going to be all right.
Yeah, I agree. Yet it kind of makes you feel warm and fuzzy knowing we helped a guy out, doesn't it?
And it would make me feel more warm and fuzzy knowing we had our presents back in our possession.
But where do we start, Al? It's not like we have a ton to work with.
Wait, guys.
What is it?
Look over there.
Aw, it's a living pirate nativity. Aww. I didn't know pirates were so festive.
Wow, they even have live animals. Kudos for the commitment to accuracy, my dudes.
Oh, guys, look at that wise man. The one with the frankincense. That guy, he looks familiar.
Oh, yeah, he's got a great costume. Well, clearly he pushed for the Hollywood quality rental. Lessons have been learned.
No, not his costume, Mike. Look at who's in the costume.
Wait, is that...
Frostfingers!
Hey, Frostfingers, we got a bone to pick with you.
Look at that, Harry. He just completely ignored you.
Hey, Frosty! We're talking to you!
Still nothing.
The nerve of that guy.
All right, let's go over there and show him who's boss. Hey, Frostfingers, you got some presents to be handing over.
Gentlemen, if you'll excuse me, members in this here living pirate nativity aren't allowed to speak when they're playing their role. If you need something, my shift is over in 2 hours.
Oh, in that case, I guess we'll wait.
Harry?
Oh. Yeah. We're in no waiting mood, Frostfingers. You stole our gifts, and we want them back.
And which gifts are they? You'll have to be a little more specific. It's been a busy holiday season, after all.
First of all, a tiki shirt.
A multiplane camera.
A priceless historical sketch.
And a park mug from 2011.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. That was the easiest blunder I've ever been a part of in me whole pirate career. You lot really gave up without so much as a fight.
We're talkers, not fighters.
Well, it's not matter anyway. Your gifts are now in the hands of Snowbeard himself.
What?
I'm afraid so. He's taken them up to Potter's Hill as we speak. He does it every year.
Well, what's he gonna do on top of Potter's Hill?
I have no clue. He never tells us, actually. Last man to ask was left marooned on Christmas Island.
Well, we're gonna do everything in our power to stop him from doing whatever he's doing.
Well, good luck with that. He's quite protective of those gifts.
Well, we'll just see about that. Min, prop cutlasses at the ready. We've got a date waiting for us at the top of Potter's Hill.
Huzzah!
Gentlemen, before you head up the hill, I do hope you'll forgive me, but could you please tuck the poor sweet baby Jesus back in? One of the goats came over and started nibbling his blanket.
Oh, sure thing. Here you go.
Much obliged.
Now, guys, let's head up to Potter's Hill.
There he is, guys!
And the giant sack of gifts slung over his back.
That scurvy thief.
Oh, that really burns me up.
Hey, Snowbeard! Ooh. We got a bone to pick with you and those stolen gifts.
Ooh. Hey, stop running!
We gotta get to him before he gets to the top of that hill, guys!
Get him!
Well, hey, look at that! Presents are falling out of the sack as he runs. Hey, that one looks familiar.
Yeah, hey, that's my mug! Oh, how I missed you!
Hey, can I see that mug really quick?
Sure thing!
Hey, Snowbeard, take this!
Direct hit!
Oh, my mug!
That was $25 wasted!
But it worked! The hit from the mug has slowed him down.
Well, well, well. It looks like we've got you surrounded, Snowbeard. What you gonna do now?
Well, the only thing I can do, I suppose.
On guard!
Swing! Swing! Parry!
Hit! Tap! Tap! Hit him with the pointy end!
I must say, it is a rare occasion when I cross blades with someone as skilled as yourself, Snowbeard.
The sentiment be well returned, but I shall not unhand these gifts.
Then you give us no choice. Flank him, guys.
We're doing it! We're overtaking him!
Just a few more parries, and we have you, Snowbeard! Unleash your fury, Mike!
This is for my mug!
You've done it! You vanquished me!
I'll say we have.
Quick, open that sack and let's reclaim what's ours!
Good heavens, what is this?
Snowbeard? And who are these men?
Oh, Sister Maria.
Sister Maria?
I was on my way to deliver the gifts to the children when I was attacked by these brightly dressed pirates.
Children?
Brightly dressed?
Wait, whoa. What's going on here?
You see, Captain Snowbeard here delivers gifts to the children in our orphanage every year. The gifts you're about to take from him.
Only because he stole them from...
Hey, Al, hold up. Is this true, Snowbeard?
My, it is. You see, we spend our entire year plundering and pillaging. We figure it's the least we can do to give back a little every year. So we plunder all we can during the winter months and give it all to Sister Maria and the children here at Bedford Falls Orphanage.
Let me get this straight. You steal gifts from people throughout the Caribbean and then deliver those gifts to the children in this orphanage?
May that be correct.
So you're stealing our presents to give them to orphans?
We pirates may be villainous the rest of the year, but our hearts tend to soften during the Christmas season.
Guys, I am feeling a host and multitude of conflicting emotions right now.
Yeah, me too.
What's happening out here, Sister Maria?
Yeah, what's going on?
These men are just taking some things that Mr. Snowbeard took from them. Run inside. I'll be along shortly.
Don't be long. Billy's getting ready to put the star on the tree.
And he needs your help.
Guys, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, I'm not finding my tiki shirt inside this bag.
Not that, Al.
I think I'm tracking with you, Harry.
Yeah, me too.
Here you go, little fella.
What is it?
It's a Disney original multiplane camera.
Thank you, good sir. It's what I've always wanted.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
And here are all the other gifts, Sister Maria.
Well, most of them. Al?
Huh?
Al?
All right. Here you go. It's a Tiki Room Aloha shirt. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen. The children will love these items.
Wow. This was quite the Christmas journey.
We were reunited with old friends.
And made some new ones.
We learned that it is truly more blessed to give than to receive.
And you can still actually have a happy holiday season, even if someone stole and ate your prized churro. You know, all in all, I'd say this was a pretty successful Christmas, guys.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Great.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Do you want to come in and meet all the other kids?
We'd like that. We'd like that a lot.
Is this Bedford Falls Orphanage?
It is indeed.
I have a delivery.
My goodness, what a large box.
Oh, and it also comes with this note.
It says, "May your Christmas be a little sweeter than normal this year." Courtesy of the newly opened Swashbuckler's Bakery Grotto, owner and operator Eleazar P. Scrooge.
What's in the box?
Yeah, what's in the box?
Oh, good heavens! Hot peppermint churros for everyone!
Hot peppermint churros? Ah! Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night!
Merry Christmas!
They say all's well that ends well, and in this case it's true. For the hosts of this podcast have learned a virtue. 'Tis better to give than receive, that is right, especially on this most magical night. From Port Royal to Nassau and every Caribbean borough, the warm light of Christmas can be felt when sharing a churro. Happy holidays, everyone.